Blog Talk Radio.
To help save wildlife affected by oil spills, rescue workers have opened up a lot of Dawn. They rely on it because it's tough on grease, yet gentle. But even they'll tell you, Dawn helps open something even bigger. This year, Dawn is also donating $1 million to rescue efforts. Go to Facebook.com, Dawn Saves Wildlife. Find out how the little things you do can make a big difference.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Some of them lie about the shit they got and what they do on the block. Some of them lie about the guns they pop. But I don't. It's how it is for me, cause I live a boss's life. So many niggas wanna play, but still got dues to pay. Some of them gotta beg a bitch to stay. But I don't. It's how it is for me, cause I live a boss's life. Now this is for the D's and the C's and the B's and the H's and the G's. Putting work in overseas. At ease with the doggy and smoke some weed. Fuck it if my nigga detox and it's smoke for me. Baby, this is presidential winning. A pocket full of women understanding how I'm living. Show them hoes how you winning. It's the beginning with the pearls you're giving the world. Soft like lemon and sweet like cinnamon. But every day like 50 say it's many men. They wanna take me out the spot. They want the pussy in the end. But separate the paper and the beans and the cribs and the hoes and the clothes. I'ma have to let them go. You know how the dog roll. Don't get it twisted cause he bang out the east just in case you wanna visit. A touch of the exquisite mixed with something pimpish. And it's coming from the beach where them niggas is a beast. But I just listen. All that shit is in my past. I'm connected to the purse first, nigga. The ass last. From Long Beach to Venice is the premise. Want the green like spinach and I'm strong to the finish.
See me, man, I'm nothing like you. I got the kind of swagger that you ain't used to. Leaning in my ride, full fifth cock banging. Me, I'm riding by you on the corner block slanging. I'm living that boss inside. The hoes come running when they see me coming. I'm living that boss inside. Can't have anything, just don't fuck with my money.
This is for the west and the east and the dirty south. Khakis and the Tims and them niggas with the platinum mouth. Thinking that they blessed by the actions that be coming out. When you in Magic City, you be carrying a lot of clout. But tricking ain't the route. That's even if you got it, there's a method to you holding it when they can't do without it. Just put the P up in it, nigga, if she bout it. You can have her in a partner fucking with it for a dollar. If she a baller, she gon' ride with a shot caller. Roll with the boss dog in the back of a blue Impala. And if she faller, then she gon' swallow all the game you got to give her. Be a different bitch tomorrow. But I would never bother breaking up a dog father. Unless I knew that she was bodying, having diamonds on his collar. I'm just the author spreading game to my partners. Walking on the blue carpet with the doctor.
You see me, man, I'm nothing like you. I got the kind of swagger that you ain't used to. Leaning in my ride, full fifth cock banging. Me, I'm riding by you on the corner block slanging. I'm living that boss inside. The hoes come running when they see me coming. I'm living that boss inside. Can't have anything, just don't fuck with my money.
Yeah, Julio G, West Side Radio. You're inside the blue carpet treatment right now, man. That's Snoop Dogg and Akon, Boss's Life. Hey, let me shout some people tuned in right now. Shout out to the 818, the 626, the 213 on the check-in, 310-714, the 909, and everybody else tuned in. You know what it is, baby. West Side Radio. We gonna keep it moving with the blue carpet treatment. Let's get into the brand new Snoop Dogg Ice Cube. It's LAX. That's how we doing it, baby. West side.
West side. All the folks out there in Compton, California that represent us on a constant basis, thank you so much for all you do for me and, of course, worldwide. We are the legendary Merc City Hip Hop Program, Merc City in your area. And, of course, 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press 1 to join the conversation, and it's brought to you by them boys at Ngozi Time Multimedia. We celebrate tonight a little West Coast slang, you know what I mean, with my man Snoop Dogg as the soundtrack of our lives tonight. Now, of course, we get right into our topics, because that's what Merc City has been about for over 10 years. And, of course, on the 14th of November, we'll be celebrating 11 years as a franchise before Beverly Nation. And we're going to get right started with our first topic of the evening. And, of course, it's brought to you by the legendary Mr. Clever One, the 2022 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year. Clever One, let's get it in.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, represent from the Broad Street Bully Shot of Philadelphia. When you get locked up, your mom Dukes is the only one holding you down on the books and the visits, because three of your baby moms had a Glow WrestleMania match on Jerry Springer in the lobby up on CFC up in State Road up there, you know. Good evening. And yes, it's Merc City tonight, you know what I'm saying? And tonight I'm going to introduce this to y'all, you know what I'm saying? Because we talking hip-hop here, first of all. I'm talking about these little-ass clothes that these gremlins got on. Trendy was never a word in hip-hop. Whenever trends are set, this is what was considered biting. We called it biting. And what biting meant was, first of all, that meant it was whack, first of all. Secondly, unoriginal. You know what I mean? That's the main part of it. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to you're cramping somebody's style. You know what I mean? In hip-hop, of course, importantly, one of the elements was b-boying, of course. Firstly, b-boying. This is the uniform fashion sense of the hip-hop people, where you relied on the labels, you know what I'm saying? You relied on Polo, of course, you know what I'm saying? Yes. Shout out to all my low-lifes out here, you know what I mean? You know, low is life, love is loyalty, you know what I mean? We all out here. Yes. Then you had Lee jeans, stuff like that, Fila, Lacoste, Adidas, Puma, Nike, of course, you know. You had Benetton, you know what I'm saying, Gazelle, Alpina, Mega Design, T.I., Lacoste Sportif, Sergio Giacchini, shit, stuff like that. You know what I mean? And, of course, the jewelry was truck jewels. You know what I mean? So, you know, you had different types. You had Kango hats, all types of shit like that. Where these are all the things that we did, you know, and we're up into the golden era. You know what I'm saying? One thing that crept in on stages of hip-hop, of course, you know what I'm saying, was the trends. You know, we went from those stages of it to baggy hoodies, Carhartts, Timberlands, all that type stuff like that. Then to Versace and all that kind of stuff like that. And then now you got these guys wearing H&M clothes, you know what I'm saying? Van sneakers, keychain, belt chains hanging off the jean pockets, rips in the jeans, no matching colors, neon bright colors, rips all over the shirts, whatever, shirts hanging off, shit hanging around the neck, choker necklaces. You hear me, folks? Choker necklaces, you know what I mean? I just told you the necklaces was truck jewels, you know what I'm saying? Hanging down to your balls, to your nutsack. That's where we wear the royal of the chains at. Not choked around the neck like you're a mistress. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the 80s, so I know this. I know the hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? And as far as the dress code was, during this time, the golden era of this hip-hop, of course, during the birth of hip-hop, the late 70s, let's cut it 1980, if we want to go ahead and get technical, if we may. You know what I'm saying? 1980, that's the cutoff. From 1980, you know what I mean? The dress code, of course, with those things that I just mentioned, with the chains and the tight shit and all of that, that was the dress codes of the punk rockers. During the birth of hip-hop, golden era of hip-hop, these are the people who dress like this. All during the time of hip-hop. All during the time of the hip-hop legends. You know what I mean? The punk rockers wore the tight and the bright colors. You know, colors are hanging from the hairstyles and all that kind of shit like that. And what this means, sadly, means is that these eras of children in which that's doing is hip-hop, these genres of music, I'll call it, because it's not hip-hop, this means that your fathers were not teaching you. They weren't teaching you nothing. Didn't teach you no hip-hop, of course, let alone whatever he wasn't teaching you if he was even around. Meaning that there's no, you know, no grooming involved in this. You know what I mean? Doing, you know, let alone the present, during the present time of grooming. You know what I'm saying? But I'll say this, folks. This is blind following. Going down to the crooked paths of selling oneself is what I'll say about this here. And, of course, this is a something in which being pounced on like prey is what usually happens to you when you like to wear bright and tight things, when you're getting swallowed up in these industries here. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to call it that, you know what I'm saying? You can't be calling yourself rock stars and all that if you're trying to call yourself doing hip-hop. You understand? So this is the first thing that we need to establish here, folks. But that's how we open it up, you know what I'm saying? Hey, brother, oh, I don't know what you got going on, man, you know what I'm saying? But we need a little taste of some golden era hip-hop, if you may. You got anything for me, brother?
We don't get caught, we just do dot dot. Yeah, nigga, we shaking the cops. You niggas out there just be making it hot. But don't trip if you're faking a lot. I'll break you, shake you, and take your spot. Cause if you think that you gon' slip through California without getting banged on, brother, you're wrong.
Always up to no good.
I really love my dog, we're up together and all, but he
always up to no good.
Hell yeah, I love New York, that's why I married the broad, but she
always up to no good.
We can't hang no more, cause I'm a ball of y'all, and he
always up to no good.
Let me tell you about these streets. Walking down the avenue. From Hollywood to South Central.
Check it out, y'all. It's Julio G, West Side Radio. You got your ears tuned to the Blue Carpet Treatment. A todos los latinos, los voy a llevar a la playa larga. Y voy a dejar que Snoop les diga lo que le pasó. Hey, Snoop, tell them what's up, vato.
Merc City in your area. Of course now, of course, of course, of course, of course, of course, of course now. 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Hip hop's longest running internet radio program since 2012. And of course, now we get down to the good doctor. You know what I mean? Princess C. What you got for me on Merc City?
Hey. Good evening, everybody. Yes, it is me, Princess C, here tonight. And, you know, it's so crazy. And, you know, Clev, I like what you talked about. And before I say anything further, I want to let everybody know that's listening tonight, if you live in Philadelphia or in the state of Pennsylvania, today is the last day to register to vote. And some of y'all might be saying, like, wow, well, I can't vote anywhere now. Every place is closed. Well, online is open 24 hours. So you can still register to vote tonight. Okay, by logging on to the website to vote. And, you know, you need to do that because it's so important. And, again, I can't stress enough how important this election is this year. And we're looking for a new mayor, okay? And this will be our 100th mayor in the city of Philadelphia. So, you know, y'all definitely have to make a wise choice about who you vote for. And with that being said, you know, choices. We all have choices, everybody. Young and old, we all have choices. And, you know, I cannot force you to decide the way I want you to decide about anything. I can't force you to see my point of view. I can't twist your arm and force you to do anything that you do not want to do. So the choices you make determine your fate, everybody. And that's why it's so important for us to take time to evaluate each thing that we do, things that we're thinking about doing. And as far as elections are concerned, even who we're voting for, you know, those choices that we make on voting day, election day, it's going to determine the fate of this city, y'all. Okay, so you better definitely take time to evaluate, okay, so you can know what you're doing and who you voting for, okay? But tonight, you know, I want to talk about choices. I want to talk about the dangers of making the wrong choices for young people, you know, that are coming up today. And we see time and time again where so many young people make the wrong decision. They make the wrong choice. They make the wrong friend choice. And, you know, when my kids were growing up, if they had a friend or somebody they wanted to be their friend, and I looked at those kids and said, no, you cannot be friends with him, okay, or you cannot be friends with her because they seem to be bad news. And, you know, my children were always obedient, and they did not stay friends with these kids. And thank God they didn't, because those kids that I told them they could not hang around, those kids, you know, they went the wrong way. And, you know, it's a sad thing. But there are kids that are just bad news. And for parents that are listening tonight, if you have, you know, your children are still school-age kids or teenagers, and you don't like their friends, you are the parent, okay? So you can stop your child from hanging out with that friend, you know, as long as you are supervising and monitoring your children and your children's whereabouts, you should know what's going on. But so many of you don't. So it's important that we make the right decisions, the right choices, and that goes for parents as well as children, because parents make so many bad choices. And those choices that you make, guess what? They affect your children. They affect your whole household. So what I want to do tonight, because there's so much, you know, gun violence in the city of Philadelphia and all across this country and inner cities, and I often talk about different programs and things, you know, that we need to try to do to combat this senseless gun violence and give children, young people, young adults, something productive to do. And guess what? Opportunities await. Yes, they do. So right now, I want to bring on a young man I met over the weekend and at the fundraiser for Cindy Bass, who's running for city council to retain her seat in the 8th District. And it was a wonderful fish fry, and I met some wonderful people. And this young man, David Nixon, he happens to be one of those people that I met on, I think it was on Saturday. And, you know, I was talking about the election, of course, and I met a lady named Myra, and we talked, and she has a program. I asked if she does anything with young people. She said yes, and then David, his eyes lit up, and he was like, oh, yes, does she? And he began to tell me the story, and I'm like, oh, my God, I have to have you come on Merck City to talk to these young people about the importance of choices and making wrong choices and how the wrong choices determine your fate, okay? And you have to take time to evaluate. So I am going to bring on David Nixon. He's from North Philadelphia. He went to community college for culinary arts, and he works at the International Airport here in Philly as ramp manager, and then he was sworn into infantry as an infantry soldier for United States Army, and he specialized in warfare tactics, counterintelligence, and special operations. And he was honorably discharged after serving. And, you know, he's going to talk to you about his story, you know, how he made some bad choices and what changed his life around. So let's welcome David Nixon tonight to Merck City. We are making Merck City great again. How are you tonight, David?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. And thank you so much for coming on tonight. Now, we were talking about you Saturday, and just share with the listeners tonight, you know, what happened, how you started going the wrong way, and, you know, I don't know the whole story. So tell us about that and what happened and what changed your life.
Well, first thing first, thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity of you even, you know, having the conversation with me, you know, us networking, getting to know one another. And I'm extremely grateful. I appreciate your blessing. And thank you for everyone that's listening, that's taking the time out the night right now just to even tune in. So basically, like, I really didn't have, like, a good life for real. Like, I really pretty much just, you know, I grew up in the system since I was a year and 3 months old, so I was 15 months old, right? And it was rough, but at the same time, I always realized that in life you get a chance and a choice. It's your decision which way you want to go. Like, what decision you want to make. And, you know, granted, it's not perfect because you choose the way you want to go. But at the same time, you got to understand what come behind that. If you want to be in the street, understand what comes with the street. You might have to shoot at some people. You might have to sell some drugs. You might have to rob some people. You might have to defend yourself in a way that you don't want to defend yourself. And that's, I think, in this day and age, that's some of the young people's issue. They don't understand what comes with it. And, you know, for me, you know, you got certain people in your ear like, all right, don't do this, don't do that. You know, you can do this, you can do that. Whatever. Because you always going to have some voice of reasoning. I don't care if it's a person that had a grandmom, like I was unfortunate to have, or an auntie or a mom. Like, you know, my mom was on drugs and was prostituting my whole life. And for the time I was with her, it was nothing but abuse or me dragging her out of crack houses. It was me, like, really looking at my mom dead in her eyes and like, damn, like, this is what you want to do? This is what this come with? And, you know, moving forward, you know, I always maintain the school thing. All right, I was in school. Even while I was in school, I was still selling drugs, like, selling drugs to my teachers, my peers, people around the way. And, you know, that's what it came with. But it was never that level of guidance there, you know? So I always had to always make that executive decision in my life. And I shouldn't have to, but, you know, can't cry about spilled milk, right? So, you know, you just find a way to get another cow, pour another gallon up, and pour some more milk, right? But I always knew I wanted different because I knew it was on this side of making the decision. But if I went this way, what would happen? So, you know, I did the working thing. Then eventually, obviously, I went to the military, like you mentioned. And when I went into the military, it was a different level. It was humbling yourself. It was putting your pride to the side. It was accepting direction. It was the whole shebang of really being like, okay, I'm going to let someone else teach me the way to go, but it's up to me to listen, take notes, and apply what I learned, right? So after that, you know, when I got out of the military, you know, like they always say, go to the VA. And then it's like, okay, well, how do I get to the VA? What is the VA? But it's not that level of, this is how you do it. This is what it takes. These are the steps you take to make it happen. You know, once again, that lack of guidance, that lack of support. So eventually I found my way. And, you know, I still had some troubles too. So one day I was on the block. And I was doing my thing, whatever, you know. And then I ran in to a person that had a company, and it was like, all right, come with me. Look, let me show you the way. Let me put you in the right direction. Let me point you in the right direction. Let me give you the resources you need to survive. And to be honest, was I thankful for it? Yeah. But at the same time, it's the same concept with being in a relationship. Like, you don't know that real person until you really get to know that person. Like, you always in a honeymoon stage when you meet somebody for the first 2 weeks to a month, 6 weeks down the line. And then you realize who that person is. Like, and I honestly could say that once I got to that point, I'm grateful for the opportunities. I'm grateful for the resources. I'm grateful for, you know, certain things. But at the same time, it's like, if the person would have gave you the tools you needed right then and there, or at least along the way, then things would be different. Now it's like I'm still trying to find my way because you put trust in a person and then you never know how it's going to turn out. And unfortunately, it turned out like in a way of like me still having to find my way, but it's okay because guess what? That's what life is. That's why you ask certain questions. That's why you realize certain things. And you know, I'm grateful to know this person. I'm thankful. But at the same time, it's like you just got to navigate the way you best know how. And thankfully, you know, I'm at Dr. Chinchilla, and she gave me this opportunity, and she gave me these level of resources, and now I'm like, okay, granted, I'm on a radio, but at the same time, it don't stop here because you never get stagnant. And that's what I want anybody to know. Like, don't ever get stagnant where you at. Don't ever, like, accept where you at right now. You keep going. You keep pushing because you never know the level of opportunities you can possess and get to. So,
Wow, that's awesome. So now your life is back on track, and you're doing some positive things, and it's so awesome, and I just want you to know I'm proud of you. Please tell everyone how old you are, David.
I'm 26. I'm still young. I feel kind of old a little bit, but, you know, I'm still young.
Yes, you are. You are. And I am so glad that, you know, you turned your life around from the life of the streets. And I am very proud of you. And I want you to stay on. We're going to have another track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting lifetime achiever DJ Olasky. And a little bit later in the show, we're going to take some callers. So definitely stick around, David. And I thank you so much for sharing what you shared. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about with you a little bit later in the show. All right, DJ Olasky, what you got?
You want 'em, I got 'em. Drippin' like water. You want 'em, I got 'em.
Drippin'
like water. You want 'em, I got 'em.
Drippin'
like water. You
want
'em, I got 'em. Drippin' like water. You want 'em, I got 'em. Drippin' like water. You want 'em, I got 'em. Drippin' like water. You want 'em, I got 'em.
Talk to him, nephew.
Narcotics is under meth merchant. Shipping and handling your life supply. Time to get up and wipe the eye boogers out my eye. What y'all trying to buy, Pippa? You know it's kind of dry. Yeah, I only got a couple of pies left to last me through the year. Ice cream candy.
What it do?
Man, that's be coming in handy. It's real walkie-talkie. I got that from the DB's, my cousin.
Work.
If you want it, I got to be up in the cop and be about to grip. Devour any coward, sour, slippery at the lip. Be stuck, suck up to none. Don't be no sucker. Be a block monster, be a restable mother. Real man's with my Spanish. If it ain't about no gouda partner, you can vanish. Don't get put up in your plate. Give me 40 feet in a ounce of
that. You want 'em, I got 'em. Drippin' like water. You want 'em, I got 'em. Drippin' like water. You want 'em, I got 'em. Drippin' like water. You want 'em, I got 'em. Drippin' like water.
You know I got that candy.
Drippin' like water.
Yeah.
You want 'em, I got 'em.
Boss dog.
Drippin' like water.
Snoopy Deagle Dub.
Drippin' like water. You want 'em, I got 'em. Drippin' like water.
Now make a gumdrop jelly bean. Lollipop and triple beans. Blue carpet, yeah, that's the treatment. Candy so sweet, got everybody eating it.
Big Snoop Dogg, I'm the star of this. So go on and get yourself a bar of this. No change, man. Give me the bucks. The kind of candy I sell, they call it these nuts. I'm rolling with the caramel inside. European front end with the french fries. How it feel, man? What it look like? I'm in your neighborhood pulling on some Bud Light. Sweet and sticky. Take it out the wrapper. Now put it in your mouth. To the beat of the drum, it'll be fun, and I bet you can't just eat one.
Candy.
You want 'em, I got 'em. Drippin' like water. You want 'em, I got 'em. Drippin' like water. You want 'em, I got 'em.
You want
like
it? We got it.
You want
we got
I got
it.
Drippin' like water. You want 'em, I got 'em.
MC8. Goldie Low.
Drippin' like water. You want 'em, I got 'em. Drippin' like water. Drippin' like water. You want 'em,
who got that candy?
Yeah.
Come on.
Like
I'm in the hood with the six tray candy paint. Little something to choke, make the f***s all faint. And you know when the beat jump, my baby Ray. With my grip round her butt, I hold her steady. Yeah. She my one and only. Quick to keep back haters who don't know me. But I feel good about candy. My gangsters understand me.
Shake it, baby, don't break it, baby. Now can you make it clap, clap, clap? I get this work in your gap, gap. Drop it like water, I gotta get my hustle on. I get it from you, then I step on it to bubble on. It's getting sweeter than the sugar cane. Here come that sugar daddy like rolling on gold things. For cigarette, we turn it into something, boy. Cause I can't leave this filthy game without my own joy.
You want them, I got them. Drippin' like water. You want them, I got them.
Yeah.
Drippin' like water. You want them, I got them. Drippin' like water.
Hey, yo, Dad.
You want them, I got them.
Corrupt.
Drippin' like water.
DPG.
You want them, I got them.
I know y'all got
like
that candy,
you
man.
You want them, I got them.
Give me some of that candy, man.
Talk
to me one time. For real, for real.
That's my candy.
Get it how you want it. Whip it, twist it, pop. You whip up on the corner. While I tie it out, check out this bizarre. The DAT, the NIWG, the DAV. Again, it's up in the wind. Feel the breeze for she. Got tan. You already know who I am. Chrome and chrome, blue and blue. Frost color switches. Hit the gas, hit the brake. Yeah, I really burn rubber. Dip, drop, drop.
Yeah, Doc Harlem. It's America's number one baller. Man, I don't give a f- like high five, slide in the bucket. Little mama all up on it like a coat. I got the perfect thing to coat a throat.
You want them, I got them. Drippin' like water. You want them, I got them. Drippin' like water. You want them, I got them. Drippin' like water. You want them, I got them.
Yeah, baby. We got that candy, man. We don't sell it at the liquor store either, man. We sell it everywhere we go. Holla, holla.
You want them, I got them. Drippin' like water. You want them, I got them. Drippin' like water.
Westside.
Candy.
Of course, we go right back to the wonderful Merc City Hip Hop program right here in your area. 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Now back to the Linear, new host of the year for the class of 2022. The legend himself, Clever One.
Hey, yo, man. Check this out, man. First of all, y'all heard me on that first part, right? Talk about this colorful shit and all this tight damn clothes and all that. You know, all these 6ix9ine, Tekashi's and all these snitches. When being colorful and snitching, mind you. Then, second of all, oh, shout out to Snoop and them niggas, you know what I mean? Dog Pound and all that, you know what I mean? Furthermore, check this out, ironically. I don't know if y'all know who Conway the Machine is from Griselda, but... unfortunately, he got robbed a couple times on out there on the West Coast. Why be dressing up, being colorful and tight? That's how he got his ass robbed on the West Coast, being colorful and tight. But my second part of this situation is, people, is this. We hate your top tens out there. I hate you top five people. I hate you top 10 people. You always got the wrong rappers up there. You feel what I'm saying? You know, most people who claim they're top MCs, who got they got a top 10 list, are only, I call them surface listeners. We call them surface listeners. You know, they don't hip-hop in its pristine form. You know, they rely on what's trendy, so to speak. Trendy, trendy, we get, you know, at one point in time, Volkswagen Bug was trendy. That was a trendy vehicle at one point in time. Those, you know, for the likes and comparisons of trendy, you know. So they only know the common ground MCs, more public-related, public eye rappers. You know what I'm saying? They only know them kind of rappers. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, you know, unreliant on skill or any of that, but these be people shuffled in their top tens. Now, there's no such thing as growing out a rap style or a genre or whatever it is. Or, you know, it's your style. If it's your style, it's your style. You know, never become swept in a genre if it's that easy for you. Be original. You know what I'm saying? However, if you consider yourself a mature, you know, for rap music or certain forms of it, you know, I'm too mature, you know what I'm saying? You are not a hip-hopper. I'm sorry, people. You are not a hip-hopper. So you do not. Rather, you do not have a right to be judging hip-hoppers who do this thing. You know what I mean? you are a fan of music and you like some forms of music from hip-hop genres, I'll say, you're not a hip-hopper, though. Big difference. The difference between a hip-hopper, you know, those who know the hip-hop, those who keep up with the artists from whatever decades you want to kind of rank them, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got rappers from 1982 still doing music out here. It's 2023. Those who are surface listeners would not know that. So they have no right to have a top 10 or top 5 anyone. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm going to say. You know what I mean? Again, you are a fan of music and you are just lightless. You like some forms of hip-hop music. Also, you only have a degree of credibility when it comes to judgments and ranking or stats in these hip-hop artistries. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm going to say to you. That's exactly what I'm going to say to you. You know what I mean? All legends will tell you. You know what I mean? That ain't it. You feel me? That's not it. You know what I mean? A lot will keep it peaceful. You know what I'm saying? But you can't do this, people. You cannot do this. You can't say that a rapper that was getting blown out by 50 other rappers is your top MC out here. Or he's the best this or best that. Especially when other people wrote his music. You know what I'm saying? At times, at one time or another. It doesn't matter how many times it was, whether it was once, half a time, or whatever it was. Whether it was a half a bar, 2 bars, 3 bars, whatever it was. You know what I'm saying? That takes away the credibility of you as an MC, and it also takes away of your ranking. You know what I'm saying? This is how we judge the hip-hop. The true hip-hop is how we judge it. You know, like I said, you have true hip-hoppers who are very modest in their opinion-making because we do not want to be labeled as haters, as so to speak, like what they call it. You're hating if you don't like this and like that whack shit. We don't like that whack shit. Oh, they hating. No, that shit is whack. We just not scared to say it. Y'all scared to say it. Y'all know it's trash. Y'all know it's whack, but you choose to like it anyway because it's your nephew. Whatever. And he got tight shit on. Y'all know ain't no uncles kicking him in his ass for wearing his tight shit. That's what I'm trying to figure out. No, y'all not teaching nobody no hip-hop. Why? Because you're not 100% hip-hop. You're just only 25% hip-hop. And you 25% of your hip hop is dusty. It got spider webs and shit in, and it been in the basement for a few decades. You dig it? You see what I'm saying? Where you know you kind of like your baseball cards, your football and your baseball glove and all that type of shit you find in your garage when you was a young fella. Now you're an old fella wearing Just for Men. You know what I'm saying? On your bed. You dig it? But you ain't teaching your kids, your nephews, and your little brothers nobody know hip-hop. That's why they acting strange out here. And this is the root stem to why these little gremlins is out here shooting up everything at the Chinese store, driving off on dirt bikes. You dig what I'm saying? They don't know what kind of music to listen to. Furthermore, they don't know how to dress while they're listening to this music. They close too tight. They can't. They ain't got no money. That's why they mad. They don't have. You can't fit money in your pocket with your tight clothes on. Non-hip-hop and ass. Don't know no damn history on the hip-hop. This is how we did the hip-hop. Pristine, where it's sampling, heartbeat, drunk break beat sampling, and original rhyming. You feel what I'm saying? Where we did history on how to make this hip-hop because these beats that we rapped on, well, of course, from different genres of music. You see what I'm saying? Where it was passed down. So the whole thing is if you could consider yourself coming into the world of hip-hop as a young fella, young teenager, whatever you are, you know what I'm saying, coming into the age of hip-hop, some of your 40-year-old versions just learning how to rap last year. You know what I mean? Getting bored because you hate your job, whatever. You hate your kids and your baby mom, too. So you want to be a rapper now. I get it. But what I'm saying, that ain't all the way 100% hip-hop. So, of course, you ain't teaching your kids that because you want to halfway don't want your kids to know that you still a rapper because you ain't proud of your rapping because you're not a hip-hopper. You think you're too old to be a rapper, so you hide it because you're not a hip-hopper. You're just a surface listener. You know what I'm saying? So you're not teaching nobody no hip-hop. You're not teaching 100% hip-hopping. You don't have no degrees in no hip-hop and no ranks of it. So you don't have no right to be having no top nothing. Or no hip-hop. People were doing no hip-hop, MC rap. People shit. That's all I'm going to say to you. So again, I'm going to say that these two subjects of mine wraps it up because all I'm going to say is that it correlates with why the young people are so confused. People do not know what to pass their children along. You know what I'm saying? When we was growing up, parents are listening to the Osley Brothers and stuff like that, Stevie Wonder and all them different types of people like that. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Gladys Knight and the Pips and all that type shit. You know what I mean? Reefer Franklin's and all that. You know what I mean? James Brown and the JBs and all that type shit. You see what I'm saying? That's how we came up with our hip-hop. So, young people, get it correct, you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm going to say on that one. Hey, brother, oh, can I get some West Coast hip-hop or something, man? Yo, man, it's Westfield Breezy.
Listen now, of course, I have a surprise for all of us. I'm going to keep you on the line because a person that, you know, I always say what you just said, if you have not lost in that battle, then you're not a real hip-hopper. And, of course, I always say that Marshall Mathers never lost in the hip-hop battle. And now we're going to come on with this guy. Merc City in your area.
Hey, peace. How y'all doing tonight?
It's Uncle Honey. Goddamn, it's the magic man on the dance floor with 59 different titles out here.
Yes, indeed, man. Yes, indeed. Many different attributes. How you doing tonight, nephew?
Oh, man, I'm fabulous. Let me, I'm the bad nephew out here, a.k.a. the bad Yoda, since you on here. Let me, like, get my my lightsaber. The green kind, about to light it up.
Love it. How you doing? Well, you're still a woman of God, Princess C.
Yeah, she on here, man.
Okay.
Go ahead and talk. Do your thing, man.
Okay. Hey, look, man, of course, from a 90s style rapper, man, I don't feel hip hop like I used to. You know, like that movie Brown Sugar, I used to love her. Now there is some artists out here I can show divine love and respect, man. I love J. Cole. I like that dude Omen. What's his name? Kendrick Lamar, I think this is his name. You know, it's a few that still got that buzz, man. To me, it's about the creativity. Now, let's deal with who you're highlighting tonight. Snoop Dogg, one of the most smoothest when it comes to delivery, man. When I first heard Snoop, I'm going to tell you the song that I heard was Gin and Juice. It's like that was playing on in everybody's car, man, when he dropped that, man. I mean, that was like the – I think that was the first single that he released, I believe, when he went solo, I believe.
Gin cover was hit for me when I first heard him, but yes, Gin and Juice was his solo singles for his album.
Yeah, no doubt, because I didn't get into the that collaboration with him and Dre did. I enjoyed it. I know, of course, it was on MTV and all that kind of stuff like that, but I can say Snoop easily been as that one on one that me and Olasky had. I put LL there in my number 10. But, you know, he could have easily been a number 10 for me, you know, from that golden era. No disrespect to the founding fathers and the mothers who brought such an amazing art form when it came to hip-hop. So, I big up divine love and respect for Snoop, man. Far as the creativity that I'm hearing, you know, I don't listen to a lot of it, but I give thanks to Hall of Fame 4-time for keeping me current, even with what he dropped on that young soldier of the Most High on his show.
with that gospel rap, man, I'm going to be honest with you. That brother had skills, man. And it really, really making me take a second listen because actually I had packed it away, man. I thought it was all over. Kind of remind me when hip-hop did that album and it didn't really, you know, sell that well, but he had a point when he put out Hip-Hop is Dead. And it was in a dead state. Now, let me drop some knowledge right quick. One of the unique things about the golden era of hip-hop from People of the Sun, Children of Nature, or Children of Mother Nature and Father Time, you know, that was during a time when we was full of life, man, during that golden era, the sun era. You know, now with this ice age, everything iced out. In fact, with the ice age, according to history, everything is in a dead state. Nothing is growing. Think about it. And now there's this so-called crap, I can't even call it rap anymore, that everything is about death. And somehow, some way, they finding it to be entertained when our, you know, children out there in the streets killing themselves, but you got a lot of innocent bystanders getting crossed, you know, in the crossfire. And that's the end result. When, you know, the soul that we once had, it was full of life. And that's part of the reason why I'm here, is to reignite and reanimate that soul that's been dormant. Okay? So anyway, for a lot of people who might be listening tonight who don't know who they're listening to, I'm the Master Sound Therapist. I am also known as the Grand Architect of the Universe. Now, I'll be celebrating 6 years with our great company of WBNN coming up Thursday. That'll be my six-year anniversary, but I'm also, along with my celebration of 6 years, I'm giving honor to all mothers. Now, there's three types, okay? And tune in so you'll be able to know exactly where Magic Man is coming from with the three types of mothers. And the last mother, you don't necessarily have to be a female or feminine species in order to be a mother, okay? Anyway, I love y'all.
You heard him, 15 different people.
Yeah, this is dedicated to the that was down from day one. Welcome back.
Every time I turn around, every time they hear my sound, they keep me all up underground, still inside the box. What they say just be, if black or black it hits the head, how can this true gang still outside the box?
We came from a place where our hearts are pure. People wanna know what we're marching for. Grouped up, scooped up, all my pals. Flavor for days, so much style. They can't even put it in a box now. Stepped out, gave a smile, wait a while. Excuse me, Snoopy, can we get a flick? I ain't really tripping, gon' take that. Bruh, it's really gon' be about getting love. And that's only cause I give love. I stand up for it, I manned up for it, like a brother post to, went through, go through, going through, knowing you, showing you, flowing to, and the mentor to go into. Let bygones be bygones, so you can be an icon like I done.
Every time I turn around, every time they hear my sound, they keep me all up underground, still inside the box. What they say just be, if black folk like it gets to hear, how can this true gang outside the box?
Own it like I want it, that's 24-7. Me and my dogs on the highway to heaven. Just put a phone call in 7-Eleven. It's a trifecta, me, Jasmine, and Kevin. Built a massive team, that's passion team. Do it for the love on top, it's the dream. I do it till I did that. Get enough, run it up, break enough, make enough to give back, bro. It's really gonna be about getting love. And that's only cause I give love. I stand up for it, I manned up for it, like a brother post to, went through, go through, going through, knowing you, showing you, flowing to, and the mentor to grow into. Let bygones be bygones, so you can be an icon like I done.
Every time I turn around, every time they hear my sound, they keep me all up underground, still inside the box. What they say just be, if black folk like it gets to hear, how can this true gang outside the box?
And now, Merc City in your area, 516-453-9133. Just press 1 to join this conversation tonight.
You heard what Clev One said, and I, you know, guarantee you he meant what he said, and, you know, you should feel it inside your heart. And now back to Princess C. Of course, the 2022 WBNN Host of the Year. What you got, CJ?
All right. What I got. I got a lot. And I am too hot to trot, all right? But anyway, I like, again, what Clev talked about, you know, about these young people and the clothes and all that stuff. And the stuff they listen to today just cannot compare to what I grew up with, you know. And we're going to continue talking about choices that are being made by our young people today and how those choices, again, determine their fate and how they have to take time to evaluate what they're doing. And again, that goes for old and young people. I've heard from David, who talked about his upbringing and his mom, and, you know, my heart goes out to him, but, you know, that was his past, and now he is in his present, and he's doing great. So you can turn your life around, no matter how you were brought up, whether you were brought up in the projects, whether your parents were on drugs or alcoholics, or if they were abusing you, or, you know, even molestation. And, you know, people can get past these things. And if your mother was a prostitute, you can get past that as well. And we have to make those choices of how we're going to live the rest of our lives and what are we going to do. So I have now Luz Colon, who is going to come on and share with us her plans, what she plans on doing with the youth in the city of Philadelphia. Luz is running for city council at large, and, you know, the city is filled with violence and lack of resources for our young people. So, Luz, how are you this evening, and welcome to Merc City.
Hello, hello, everybody. Thank you so much for having me on once again. This is so great just to hear everybody and just to kind of hear the story of this young man that really persevered. That means, I got to say, he will be an inspiration for those that have been into similar situations. And he is a true testament of what we can do, right? Whatever happens in our lives can't define us as a person when we want to break those barriers, as I was speaking about just yesterday, about how we all need to persevere. So that is so wonderful to hear.
Yes, yes. So now, Luz, as city council at large, and so you heard David's testimony, and, you know, so many young people fall into that stigma, and, you know, and that is the life that they are living today. Now, if you are elected as a city council at large member, what are your plans for the young people of the city of Philadelphia?
Okay. So I think about it this way. I think that in this generation, there has been somewhat of a disconnect of the arts and culture. I think that there is sort of a movement going on, but I think that there needs to be a more of a connection to some of our most vulnerable populations as it relates to really trying to kind of reach out to these kids that we know that need it most, some advocacy, and just kind of appeal to what their likings are. And I think that having to go into like arts and culture is a way to doing that. And my plan as if I become the city council for at large is to be able to make sure that we are reaching out to nonprofits, the city of Philadelphia, that is engaging with our youth to make sure that they have the necessary resources to so that they can continue the outreach and that advocacy that is well needed in our communities. Let's not forget, I mean, Dr. Tinchilla, I'm a prime example of a nonprofit organization, going into a nonprofit organization and learning leadership skills, okay? I think that for me, living in North Philly, some may agree or disagree, but I got to say, when you living in a community, sometimes it could be very easy to kind of get caught up. And I think that I think about when I was growing up, you know, how, it could have been very easy for me. And the young man, he said it right on point. He says, we have choices. That is the truth. We have choices. And I got to say that nonprofit organizations plays an essential role when we're thinking about safe spaces for kids. And I think that in city council, for me, that's got to be a priority. That's got to be a priority because I feel like, you know, that is, there is a disconnect, and I think that we need to be focused on what these programs look like and how they're getting funded so that they can do the most to make sure that we are creating these safe spaces and thinking outside the box, right? Whether it's in entrepreneurship, right? Whether we're bringing more cohorts or programs, if you may, with trades and different career choices in which they can be able to explore. Or again, if the kids like to do arts and culture, that's something that we also want to also make a census for. And those things are really critical. I think that especially when we're looking at some of the crime in the city, we have to be able to make sure that these nonprofit organization doors are open and they remain open. I'll share a little bit of a testimony. I'm also a former board member to one of the oldest organizations in the city of Philadelphia called the Lighthouse. Okay. We have our newest executive director named Edwin Desimore that is doing an amazing job in making sure that the doors of the Lighthouse remain open and that the field that is located by Erie Avenue, by 2nd and Erie Avenue, that field remains a place where the community can come and go play baseball games and to be able to enjoy the environment and the ambiance that we have been able to create. Because I got to say, it has taken such a turnaround over the years. And I call it a nice little oasis, an oasis where people wouldn't even realize how beautiful it looks now. And again, those are prime examples of things that we need to focus on and organizations that we need to continue to support, especially as someone becoming or wanting to be eager to become a council person, to make sure that we're looking at programs like that, to make sure that they remain open so that we can be able to service our children. And that's important. That's important. It's like I said,
yes, it is.
Born and raised in North Philadelphia. And I got to say, had it not been for some of these organizations, I mean, Lord knows what my life would have been, but none again. I think they do work, and we have to make sort of restore some of that faith, right, and start connecting our communities to resources in which we know that it would be definitely beneficial to them.
Yes, that's absolutely correct, Luz. Thank you so much for sharing that with the listeners tonight. And please tell everybody how they can vote for you on May 16th.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you again for this opportunity for me to join in and just be to reach out to our youth. And the way you can vote for me is, well, number one is first and foremost, we still got a little bit of time. If you have not registered to vote, please log in to pa.gov and go into the search engine of registering to vote. Go ahead and do it online. Make sure you're voting. Make sure you're registering to vote. And my number on the ballot is number 57. I am running for council at large, and I am here to represent my community in which I was born and raised. And thank you again for having me on.
Thank you, Lou, so much for coming on again tonight. And again, people, you still have about an hour and 26 minutes left to vote. Register to vote, that is, www.vote.pa.gov. Go on there and register right now if you have not done so. Thank you so much, Luz, and we will definitely talk soon. All right, so now another track by our wonderful, wonderful DJ and Shriney, Brother Olasky.
West Coast, it's time to stand up, nigga. We're gonna unite around this motherfucker one time. I'm calling every real Crip nigga and every real B-Dawg to the table right now. Yeah. We gon' push a real line right now. See if y'all with this real gangster gorilla shit. Have you ever seen 100,000 rip riders from the side? Blue chucks, blue rags, gray clouds, blue skies. On the move, can't lose, Hill Street blues. Niggas gotta pay they dues on the cruiser with the Uzi. Spray these suckers in our shoes. My granny saw it on the news. She shook up, look up, and then she put me on the move. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause the homies had to loop that night at King Park. And I got into a squad, got caught, and went to jail. Straight to the county with no motherfucking bail. 4800 with this crippin', oh well. My big homie Boy Blue snatched me by my coattail. He say, Trip dog, you better get right. Crip right, eyes open, cause niggas get stuck on seaside. It ain't no motherfucking problem. Pop, pop, tick tock, never flip flop. 20 quick and talk, drop.
In the motherfucking S5 with the red bandana, double knotted round the rear view. Niggas see clear through, they know that it's game. Cherry red, low and hearts, let them know that I bang. So bang, like sleeping deep cover. I got the seat reclined, 4-5 under the white teeth. Smothered dipping down green leaf. I ain't got no enemies, been shot 5 times. Now I bleed Hennessy and bang for my niggas locked up. They can't stop us, it ain't a gangster party till we go and dig Pac up. I'm Dr. Martin Luther King with 2 guns. Zone. Huey P. Newton with Air Force One zone. I gangbang, but I'm the opposite of Dookie Williams. Red Lambo, red bandana, print ceiling. Me and Snoop got the West Coast block. Red and blue rag tied in the knot. But all my motherfucking homies shelling out.
So good, so good, so good, so good. Come here, come here, come here.
In Long Beach, I'm stuck. Ain't no bloods and all I see is blue chucks. Popped out the 6-tray, nowhere to go. The Snoop pulled up in that Pittsburgh, still a 6-4. We just dipping, one blood and one crippin'. I'm on that bullshit, throw back Scott Pippin. Moral is my bandana hanging from the left side. So if you ain't a Crip or a blood, just throw up west side. What up, blood?
Yeah, cuz we just tipping, me and gang doing things, switching lanes, hurricanes on my feet. Stop and see, walk to the beat. Gang, take the wheel and turn on 21st Street. East side, LBC, gun in my hand, it's the turf by the surf, but we don't play in the sand. We just slip and slide out, we rip and ride out. Let it be known, nigga, welcome to the Thunderdome.
California, all the way live, and of course, you know, we got some music to have, you know what I'm saying, all the way live. Of course, what we do is 516-453-9133. Just press 1 to join the conversation, and it's brought to you by them boys, and then Go See Time Multimedia. let's bring on some callers right now. Been waiting very patiently. But look here in your area, who is you right here on hip hop's longest running show on internet radio history?
Straight out of New York. Jesus from the Jesus Show. Much honor to everybody tonight, Dr. Chinchilla, Brother O, everybody who called in, everybody listening. Much honor to you and the best to you in saying that. When it comes to children, this is for everybody, a pure intent message. For whatever future we may live to see, and I'm doing it as well, one of the most important keys for the children, even those not even here yet, is that a child can express themselves in their imagination, and there's no psychological dictation on children being able to express themselves. On the other hand, the rehabilitation of family development to purge and release, but understand the releasing of childhood trauma. Many children need to heal from their parents, right? But only if one can acknowledge that. So children also need childhood trauma healing, releasing, and teenage releasing with anything that anybody is talking about doing for children in America. That was all. I love all of us, and I love myself. Thank you. This next Jesus Show is the first Thursday in June. Thanks, y'all. I'm listening. Great show.
The 2018 Linear Host Year at WBNN, and most importantly, the 2022 International Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, Christine Powell. Jesus. Let's call her. You're live right now with Merc City in your area.
Peace. What's going on?
How you feel, man?
I'm all right. I'm living good. God is good. This is Jenny A. Track of the ONE Syndicated Host Intern Radio Show. What's going on with you?
No, you're not. You are already past that. You are already a host. You know what I mean? No, you're not doing that no more. Stop saying that. No more intern, man. You're a host right here, man. Mercy in your area, man. Talk to us tonight.
Indeed. I need to get with the program. But I just wanted to show love, give the flowers to Clev One, to Princess C, to Magic Man. I was able to tune in just in time for me to hear something that I didn't really hear with a lot of people when they break down the levels of hip hop throughout the year in terms of the eras. I never really heard of the Ice Age being called the Ice Age like that in relation to hip hop. You know what I mean? Just breaking down the echelons of the various eras that we've been able to transition and live through or whatnot. So I just wanted to show love, you know, especially to Magic Man, the way that he broke down the sequences or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Clev One is always a favorite personality of mine, and Princess C also for facilitating the way that she facilitates, just showing love, you know?
Hey, man, we love you, and we can't wait for your show, man. You know, of course, you know, passing, you know, what you need to do on a constant basis for us. You know, it's wonderful to see a person like you be able to come on and do your thing, and on the 18th of May. How about that? Time is coming, right? Time is flowing, right? Talk about what you're about right here, being a new host right here on the one and only Beverly Nation.
Hey, my mission statement is real simple, yo. My mission statement is the message of love and clarity to, especially in regards to hip-hop. Hip-hop is a culture that helped to embrace me throughout the years, especially when I was lost, especially when I was looking for myself, when I didn't have too much self-awareness, when I didn't have too much self-consciousness as far as, you know, confidence and as far as being able to cultivate a sound, a gift that allowed me to move in this world beyond just the physical vessel and avatar that you see before you, you know what I mean? So I owe it to hip-hop for me to be able to be that insight as far as my perspective and my walk, and to be able to give that to not only the youth and not only my peers, but also to the elders as well, so that we can all be able to sit and break bread with this gift.
No, I love you very much, man. You know, of course, you know, Ricky Glass, man, with Tiana Speaks. You know what I mean? Mr. Power Hill himself, Sham God. And, of course, you know, Wanda Walker and Jetty A-Track. What can I say tonight that hadn't already been said? You know, Beverly Nation is fantastic, and the legacy continues. And I thank you very, very much, young man. And we go right back on, you know, our soundtrack of this evening, given to you by, you know what I mean, you know, Battle Cat and Dr. Dre and Dawg.
Yeah, man.
You know, it's easy to talk about doing something. But when it comes down to the action part, where most folks take a little life vacation.
I was just thinking to myself, man. You know, this Blue Carpet Treatment record is deep to me. And I need to let my peoples know how deep it is to me. On some real talk, like... It's like looking at poppin' and seeing whoppers and movers. If I'd have got it, I try to be hard on the low. Nobody's got it, so I decide to sleep by the door. Open my mind, try to slip inside my grandpa's phone. Drifting off into another stage of life. Nigga paid your price, and big homies made your fight. Niggas ain't wanna see a nigga beef up, no. Toe for toe, I beat a nigga down to the flow. Incredible, forgettable, better blast past the mood of mine. Many men were eradicated by music mind. Open your eyes and take your time to visualize. And once you decide to move your mind in due time, it's so erotic, you've been exotic, it's getting naughty. Freezing cool, you're rowdy, rowdy, girl, move your body. It's melodic, I'm being honest and modest. You done fucked off my whole rap flow, think about it. Fuck that, nigga, I'ma do it right. Things ain't moving right, I don't think that you would like for me to be mad, singing niggas can't stand me. Sitting at home, watching motherfuckers at the Grammy. Wishing I was there, nah, nigga, I don't wish no more. I'm the big cat fish in the bowl. Basically, you hear these rappers out of using my flow. They need Snoop on their song, they make this shit official though. Indismissible, release a nigga, modern day king of mine. Taking my time, chronolizing my rhyme, writing my rhyme. Trying to get intellectual, directing the weather. Making my negative records more intellectual. Trying to change the direction of when it's singing, born singing, you know I get liver when I get blowing. Ain't been nobody to change game since King came. Same thing, same lane, then diggy bang. Words to rock, bass, just make the music dope. Things don't change, man, it's so remarkable. And they don't know how to do it, cause they don't flow that way. Go that way, roll that J. Roll my tape and take me back a day. You were fully, you're so into what you're doing. But you can't get into it, you can't talk. And now you're ruined, but you know I'ma do it. And now you doing it, they ruin, now you blew it. Blew it, blew it. I'm dipping through the universe, make a mudiverse, do the ludiverse, hit the Buddha first. You can never be the hoe, let me show you how to treat a hoe. If you're liking me, follow me, you're so believable. Got a way to get his own music out. Record executive, bounce ballin' and acting bad. Take my time, grip mine, break mine. Take my, make my, kick your body. Thanks to niggas who might make it illegal and not rival the Beatles. And rock, rockin' my peoples and fly, fly like eagles. Been doing this shit like leaders and hitting y'all with heaters and walking my Adidas. I continue to bust, then I push the chuck, giving niggas a puff, still giving it up. Beanie Siegel, what up? Real niggas is up. On the scheme with my team, yeah, that's a corrupt. Incredible, forgettable, better blast past the mood of mine. Many men were eradicated by music mind. Open your eyes and take your time to visualize. And once you decide to move your mind in due time, it's so erotic, you've been exotic, it's getting naughty. Freezing cool, you're rowdy, rowdy, girl, move your body. It's melodic, I'm being honest and modest. You done fucked off my whole rap flow. Think about it. We bust till we bust them up. Lay low, I know they told you not to fuck with us. Laying and playing and saying, man, walking in vain. Anxious for fame, a nigga trying to walk in my lane. And try to walk in my shoes, but they just don't fit. You couldn't fit the shit that I fit, cause I'm the shit. And this is it, legit, let's flip the chips and fix and move to work and hurt that bitch. I'm through with this.
Mercedes in your area, of course, 516-453-9133, or do press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by them boys at Ngozi Time Multimedia. Around the world, I want to say thank you for supporting us on a constant basis through all of our shows and all of our hosts, because we matter. And, of course, we bring on another caller right now that's been waiting patiently. You're live with the Mercedes Hip Hop Program.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
How y'all doing? How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, hey, hey.
Can you hear me? Can you hear
loud
me?
Loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Okay. How y'all doing tonight?
We good.
So, is the guest still on, the guy that was on, the 26-year-old? If he's listening, I just want to tell him, thank him. I just want to thank him for coming on and sharing on today. Like, so many people needed to hear that and how you can turn your life around. You know, some of us, you know, even in the older we get, some of us don't walk into the things that we're supposed to be doing until we get older in life, and then we wish we had more time to do those things that we enjoy and those things that we can impact and make a difference. Like, I'm just starting to walk into a lot of the things that, you know, I kind of wanted to do when I was younger, and I wish I had it done. You know, and I'm just grateful that I have the opportunity. I can't thank you enough, Brother O, because you, like, you opened up a different side of me that I didn't even know existed. And I'm grateful because it has given me an opportunity to impact lives in so many different ways. Like, I sit and I listen to these shows. Like, Chinchilla, thank you for all you do. Claire One, thank you for all you do. I'm sitting over here enjoying, you know, I'm not really even paying attention to the music. I'm listening to you guys talk and interact, and I'm just loving all the things that I'm hearing. Like, it really take me back to when I first came on the network. Like, this is one of the things that I really truly enjoyed about being a part of the Dynasty. Like, 3 years I've been here. And it's just been amazing. You know, I've met some amazing people. You know, I don't come on all the time and talk like I used to because I got so much going on in the background. But I thank God for, you know, the opportunity that I get to come on here. So, Brother O, thank you for, you know, stepping out on faith and believing in yourself, because at the end of the day, it's about you believing in what is on the inside of you and that passion that you have. So thank you for believing in you and paving the way for so many of us.
Well, first of all, we thank you. And I mean, you know, no ego involved. And this young lady right now is the CEO of our own network, The Crew Podcast. And talk about, you know, what you do on a constant basis before I bring on my next caller.
I'm just out here trying to make a difference. I thank you for your guidance and just showing us that, you know, things are possible if we just step out on faith. So I'm thankful for the crew. They are some amazing individuals. Have an opportunity to lead 11 people. You know, they have decided that they want to share their voice. They want to be the difference. They want to be the change that they desire to see in this world. So we come from all different walks of life. We come from different parts of the United States, and we touch on different topics. But we are reaching out to the people, and we want to hear from the people what's bothering you, what's your passion, what's your concern, what's that thing that you want to see change, you know, because we need change in this world, and it starts with us. So we have to be the change that we want to see. So that's what we're doing. Thank you.
Well, I thank you very much. And how can they listen to your podcast?
Oh, I'm sorry. So we're on most nights. I have some calendars floating around. We have a couple spots available. Actually, we have four slots that are open. So we're on every night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We go live through actually Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And then you can catch the replays on audio through, like, iHeart, Spotify, Amazon Music, various platforms like that. And then, of course, you could catch the Crew Podcast through Linktree/TheCrew Podcast 23. Y'all know y'all always can check me out, Queen of Collaborations, on all platforms. And that way you can definitely stay connected to the crew. Thank you, Brother O.
And what is your show here at the one and only Beverly Nation?
I will be on this week, Wednesday. After Jerry, before Hooney, I tell you, I'm in between. I have a lot to compete with, especially after tonight's show. Jerry, she got her hands full for tomorrow, and then I come behind her on Wednesday. So, ooh wee, it be rough. This week is full. So, like, I tell you, if you tune on this station anytime, you're gonna get it, and it's gonna be full, because I can't say that we don't have a power packed week every week, because we have some powerful hosts on the network. If some of us would just get that we are that powerful and utilize that gift, some of us don't realize the gift that we sit on, like some of us sitting on it and not even utilizing it to the fullest extent. And I had to move out the way. So, yeah. Check us out. I tell you, what Brother O is doing over here is amazing. And if you've not caught wind of it, I tell you, you need to be sharing it with your family, your friends, your neighbors, somebody that needs that little education, that little empowerment, and that little encouragement to go to that next level. I call it the E3 experience, but you can call it what you want. But I tell you, it's amazing what you're doing over here. And I thank you.
We thank you very much, you know, what you shared tonight. Yeah, I thank you very much, you know, being a person that listens, not letting ego be involved. We're all family. We check on each other, and, you know, and we're supposed to check on each other. And it is what it is. And so, you know, I appreciate you being a person of integrity and, you know, a person that was mentored to be the next great CEO of Internet Radio Network. We're going to another call that's been patiently waiting. Caller, you're live right now with Merck City in your area. Caller, you're live and direct. All right, put you back on ice. And we go right back into, you know, just imagining, you know, another caller that might want to talk tonight. Merck City in your area. Who is you? Caller? They ain't ready either. All right. We get right to, you know, our last track of the night and giving final thoughts from one of the greatest gifts of co-hosting in our network's history. Imagine.
Doc, what up, my nigga? Snoop Dogg. This what it is, man. This record is so motherfucking gangster, man. I think it's time for me and you to just tone it down a bit. Come on.
Imagine it never happened. Imagine no rapping. Imagine niggas trapped. Imagine and having action. Imagine how these niggas could be acting if we never got this shit cracked. Imagine life so hard, you can't imagine, it's like living in the city of God, you feel me? Imagine life on the yard, or trying to get that dollar on some shitty ass job. Imagine Biggie with his son, imagine Pop getting called Pop by one. Imagine a mother struggling, dealing with a system that don't give a fuck about who shot her son. Imagine life where you can't win, when you get out the ghetto and go right to the pen. When you get out the pen, you go right to the gym. So if you get back to the streets, you go right back in. Imagine Russell still struggling. No Def Jam, just another nigga hustling. And ain't no rocks on them fellas, just rocks on them fellas, just trying to keep it bubbling. Imagine niggas just stuck, from the east to the west coast, everybody fucked up. I can't imagine no less, but it don't take imagination to know niggas been blessed with hip-hop.
Can you imagine being lit up by some hot shells? Imagine being tossed around and put in jail? Imagine life when you can't get from under. Imagine niggas at you when you done fucked. Remember how they asked you what you run for and treat you like a bitch when they kick you in your dick and take your shit. Reacting like they hate to see you gun-ho. But just imagine if the rabbit got the gun, no. But you already know. Imagine niggas in the LBC. Felt just like Snoop Dogg and D.R.E. And felt just like the niggas in the 213. Then imagine that's what's coming when you fucking with me. Imagine you was up on top of this shit. Imagine if the bitches could stay off this dick. I mean imagine we said fuck this shit. Imagine if my niggas got together and tore up this bitch. Yeah. You can't imagine growing up in jail dumb. Happy just to be alive, watching all your people run. But you imagine growing up to sell you 50 million records worldwide or fucking off somebody's son. Imagine if these niggas never saw a color. Would it be peaceful in them streets where niggas kill each other? All the drunk fool get his pissed on balls. Keep fucking off my niggas, they gon' murder us all. Imagine that.
Radio program of all time on the internet. Merc City in your area.
In the name of Allah, in the name of God, the Beneficent, the Merciful, the one God to whom all praise is due, regardless of land, label, or title, no matter what name you call God by, whenever life seems hard, everybody know that you must talk to God.
You hear that? Enough said. We bring back on our co-host tonight of the legendary Merc City Hip Hop program. First and foremost, I'm going to bring on the 2022 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, a legend in his own time, and people love and respect him, and he has a great gift. And we know that the Almighty is going to use him more in his study. Clever One.
Hey, yo, check this out, man. Just know this, right? Know that anything that Clev One say out the mouth, man, two things for sure, four things for certain, man, is to cultivate what we got going on out here, man, whether it's for the youth or for you old-ass people who never grew up. You understand? It's all one and the same. You feel what I'm saying? The information is out here for you to learn what you got to do out here, to navigate your sticks out here. You see what I'm saying? You feel me? Whether you're from the 80s and you're on a Atari 2600 on the sticks, or whether you're from right now, you know what I mean, on a PS5 on the sticks. You dig what I'm saying? It's all the same, one and the same. You got to do your history on how this thing is, the configuration of these things. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying to you. And then furthermore, right, anything that you're doing out here, right, especially if you call yourself doing hip-hop, you know, like you got these devices plugged up all damn day, you know what I mean? You got your iPhone, your iPad, your iDis, your iMini Mac, your goddamn, your iPeople, your iRobot out here, damn it. You know what I'm saying? And then everything is plugged up. Because you want those things to work, one, you know, while you're doing things on them. So, the same thing. When you a hip-hopper, you know what I'm saying, keep your hip-hop charged up to 100%. That way, you can teach your kids. Because if you leave it up to them to learn what's going on, They learning how to be space cadets and being 2,089 space unhuman people doing music with frequencies that they don't need to be doing that to. You feel what I'm saying? But that's how I'ma end that thing like that, because y'all already know who I am. Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, represent from the Broad Street Bully Side of Philadelphia, where the 13 prison guards will slam you to the floor and gang spray you in the mouth with mace before they take you to the hole over there at Pick. You know what I mean? Now you got to call people home, you know what I'm saying, from your secret cell phone. Check your satellites.
You heard what he said, y'all. You heard what he said. And now, of course, the 2021 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, and the 2022 WBNN Host of the Year, garnering the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence, and our fifth reigning commissioner, Dr. Chinchilla Chet. Then it goes.
All right. Thank you so much, Brother Earl. I want to thank Luz Colon tonight for coming on, sharing with us, and also David for sharing with us tonight there, David Nixon. And I want to bring on really quickly a pastor, a friend of mine, Pastor Hayes, and he has something for you young people to do every first Friday. And this upcoming Friday is the first Friday of the month. So how are you tonight, Pastor Hayes, and welcome to Merch City. How are you? Pastor Hayes, how are you?
Hey, Dr. Chinchilla, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear
Hello.
You now. How are you tonight?
Okay, good, good, good. Thank you for allowing me to be on tonight, and I'm
yes.
looking forward to this great event that we're having for our youth on this Friday, which is the every first Friday of the month. You know, like I was listening to the other conversations regarding safe spaces and where our youth can come and express themselves. Well, we've created that space for our youth, and we are looking to do this every first Friday of the month, and it's free. They can come sing, dance, perform, whatever they need to do just to be themselves, where they can be in a safe space to express themselves. So we're doing this one of our first initiatives of our church, and then eventually plan to have a academy going where we have the youth come on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays for a couple of hours and, you know, just to grow it from there. So the first initiative we're doing is, like we said, call it the Music Extravaganza. You know, anybody is open to everybody, young and old, mainly our youth. We want to give our youth, you know, priority, of course, with everything going on in the city. And we want to give them the space to where they can, you know, vent, talk, sing, dance, whatever they need to do just to be themselves for a couple of hours.
Oh, that's awesome. That is very awesome, Pastor Hayes. I mean, when you talked to me about that last month, and now here it is. The first one is coming
yeah.
up this Friday, everybody. Friday, May 5th. And the location
yes,
is 700
ma'am.
East Erie Avenue. Right here in Philadelphia, for those who are listening that are in Philadelphia, 700 East Erie Avenue. So definitely check
yes.
that out, Truth in Life Empowerment Community Ministries, doing something for the young people, young and old. So if you got a talent and you want everybody to see it, guess what? Show up Friday night and every first Friday thereafter. So thank you so much for sharing that with us tonight, Pastor Hayes. And, you know, I know you heard that hip-hop stuff and all that music with profanity. I'm like, oh, no, poor thing in your ears. But anyway, this is what these young people listen to. And so we're trying to give them hip-hop, but with a message. So every 4 Mondays, we bring this program to WBNN, and we give them a message to go along with this music. And the message is always something positive, how they can stop living a life of crime and, you know, start doing something productive. So I thank you so much for sharing that tonight with us, with your program, and for David coming on tonight, and for Luz as well. And, Pastor, I'm going to definitely try to make it out there Friday to check it out. And thank you again for coming on tonight. And if you can, really quickly, can you just say like a 30-second little prayer for our city of Philadelphia?
Gracious and eternal Father, God, we thank you for tonight. God, we pray right now for the city of Philadelphia, God, that you would touch our families, that you would touch our youth. And God, we pray right now that you would touch each and every person in the city of Philadelphia and surrounding areas. God, we pray that we would be beacons of light for our youth, God, and that we'd be there for our youth and that we would guide them and protect them, God. God, I pray, God, that as we get ready for the summer, God, I pray that you would do a special protection of our youth, God, as they get ready to go to the pools, as they get ready to go to have extra time on their hand, God. Allow us to provide safe spaces where they can come and be themselves. And God, I pray for the parents, God. I pray that you would touch them in a mighty way, God, that you would strengthen them, God. And God, I pray overall for the whole family, God, that you would just strengthen the family. In Jesus' holy name I pray, amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor Hayes. Thank you so much. Before I forget, everybody, you heard from Jetty 8-Track tonight, who's the host on this network, and I just want everybody to know that Friday, this coming Friday, May 5th at 1 p.m., Jetty 8-Track will be my next guest on Meet the Host, and you can tune into that on Facebook on Mike, M-I-C, Test, T-E-S-T, Entertainment TV's Facebook page this coming Friday at 1 p.m. And a big shout out to Big Beard's Barbershop, who has a barber academy at Martin Luther King High School. And that's open to not just Martin Luther King students, everybody, but to students all across this city. And if you want to know how to get in touch with Big Beard's Barbershop, they're located 6441 Chew Avenue in Philadelphia. And you can look them up and find out how you can get involved in that academy. If you have a child that's in high school and want them a part of that barber academy, hit them up. And or you can either call me 844-642-8378, extension 888. All right. Thank you so much. And next is Ngozi time.
Well, first of all, I want to thank all the folks at Count That Robbery to be a part of our network. We're a family, and a lot of times we get that misconstrued and end up with a whole lot of hosts here for more than 10 years. We are a family. We care about each other. And I like what the good Reverend prayed, because we want our kids to be safe and sound and not worrying about gunshots around them when they're in the pools or playing basketball. That's why Merck City is important. I love what Chinchilla said about, you know, of course, a good pastor listening to, you know, the music. However, it is the music that is being played, and you need to know the soundtrack of your life, what's going on in these streets, because that's what the legendary Merck City hip-hop program was all about. We called it Merck City because every single city has murders across the country. Back in 2012, we did that for a purpose for life and your own liberty. We're going to continue to play that good hip-hop. We invite Pastor Hayes to come back on in 4 weeks to listen to more of what the kids are trying to say. Tomorrow night, we'll come back on these outstanding networks of Damon Lux that is provided by Mike Test Entertainment. Because I understand a lot of times, you know, it's still part of WBNN. When she's interviewing these hosts, it's part of what we do here at Beverly Nation. So I want the rest of the worldwide to understand that. But she's doing a great job as commissioner, and it will be Jetty 8-Track on Friday. Tomorrow night, we have Dr. J will be listening tomorrow night, and all the rest around the world, because Jerry Petito will be here. The 2021 NFNN Radio Hall of Fame Broadcast and Lifetime Achievement, with our own autonomous show named The Jerry Petito Show, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. And of course, WBNN has broadcasting entities and properties that is in Ghosty Time Multimedia. We are Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter. And then go to _time. All of that in Malay, we go to Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Oh, let day leg. God goes with my gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dela in Malay. We go to say goodnight. Good luck to all the folks out there in our Force Radio that support us on a constant basis and give you something that you need. Congratulate us. That is Clever One, Princess C, and Olasky on the Beverly Nation WN All-Time Connection Record tonight with my 45th here at Merck City. Yep. Good night, man.